Today's the day, the start of the big race.
It is. Time to go.
What do taxpayers need to know as we start a new tax season?
Due date is April 18th. Beginning e-file date is January 23rd. So we can file today electronically. You could file paper returns up until now, but you needed to wait until you could file electronically because everybody knows right now you don't want to send anything paper to IRS.
If you file electronically, you're getting a return, and you get those a lot faster than any paper that you have to send.
That's correct. So hopefully one of these days IRS will get caught up to where it really only takes 8 to 12 weeks to process a return. Right now, it's a free-for-all.
Big picture for federal and state, things that taxpayers need to know as they're collecting their documents this year?
There have been a lot of changes in that all of that stuff that was passed for COVID, most of it's all gone now. So we're in a new start, new year. The COVID relief provisions that were passed, most of those had expiration dates that ended in 2021. So for 2022, we're a whole new ball game. We're rolled back to what it was in 2019, 2020. So we're not learning a whole lot of new legislation. Mm-hmm. We're learning what quit. So that's the big thing you got to know this year.
Biggest opportunity to save on your taxes would be in what categories?
Business deductions, if you're self-employed, children, the child tax credit, the earned income credit, the daycare credits for your child care credit. Mm-hmm. You know, all of those are things that you definitely want to keep track of if you have children.
The health care allowances have changed over the years.
Those have changed, yes. And some of them are rolled back. Some of them are going forward. They're higher amounts for like marketplace insurance, things like that. All of that has increased. And they're keeping part of that. So those are still on the increase.
What do we need to know specific for the state of Arkansas?
Arkansas, remember, if you heard in December, they had a special legislative meeting called. They passed quite a few bills. There's two new credits on Arkansas. That one of them's $150 per taxpayer credit. So if you're married, filing, joint, it's $300. It's got income limitations. There's another credit for lower income people on Arkansas. But the biggest thing is, for years, Arkansas, the ability to write off equipment you buy in business has been limited to $25,000 per taxpayer. They passed a bill in that special legislative session that they're accepting what the federal law is now. So the federal law, you can write off $1,080,000. Now you can write that much off on Arkansas. So it's big on Arkansas. It's going to be tremendous. Arkansas has never accepted what they call bonus depreciation on federal. They still aren't accepting that. But they are accepting what's called the Section 179 expense election. So that's going to be huge on Arkansas.
I was going to say, is it the full amount or is it the depreciation schedule?
It's the full amount. So if you buy a $100,000 piece of equipment in 2022 and you need to write that whole thing off, you're not limited to $25,000. You can write the whole $100,000 off. But remember, you don't ever buy equipment just to save on taxes. You buy it because you need it.